Radio Prague News.
Prime Minister Nečas says that Transport Minister Dobeš must fix the vehicle registration system by Friday or resign. A British university study points to giant tobacco companies' alleged corruption of the Czech political process, and President Klaus and several government ministers are set to attend the Olympic Games in London. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has given Transport Minister Petr Dobeš until Friday to repair ongoing issues with the country's vehicle registration system, or resign. The Prime Minister called the situation unacceptable as the two men met to discuss the debacle on Tuesday. Meanwhile, Deputy Prime Minister Karolina Pík also expressed frustration with Dobeš over the new computerised vehicle registration system launched a fortnight ago, calling a meeting with the minister on Tuesday and telling the media that she was disappointed that Dobeš did not carry out a recent threat to revert to the old pre-upgrade registration system if problems were not repaired within 2 days. That deadline came and went as the Central Vehicle Database, or CRV, continued to malfunction across the country on Monday, with reports coming in of security guards and police having to restrain upset visitors to the CRV offices in the city of Brno. The Transport Ministry is undertaking crisis meetings over the affair. Latest reports suggest the database could take years to fully fix, while the company behind the work, ATS Telkom, must still be paid a promised 37 million crowns for the faulty system. A study undertaken by the British University of Bath and released last month claims to demonstrate that tobacco giants Philip Morris and British American Tobacco are successfully influencing Czech policymakers. The study suggests that lobbying efforts targeted at top officials have resulted in tax structures that favour their brands. The study, which was led by the University of Bath's Rizako Shirani and Professor Anna Gilmore, notes that the Czech Republic is also the only EU member state not to have approved a World Health Organization framework convention on tobacco control, adding, quote, "Tobacco control has remained extremely weak in the Czech Republic, with the country's policies recently being ranked the fourth least effective in Europe," end quote. Meanwhile, analysing the report, news site ihned.cz pointed to a recent decision by Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek to raise duties on cheap cigarettes by 5 crowns, while the more expensive cigarettes produced by tobacco giants such as Philip Morris were only increased in price by 2 crowns. Responding to the allegations, Philip Morris said that governments were entirely free to choose how they legislate. Czech President Václav Klaus is to attend the opening ceremony of the London 2012 Olympics on Friday, while several Czech ministers, including Defence Minister Alexander Vondra, Education Minister Petr Fiala and Minister of Health Leoš Heger, are also preparing to attend the Games. While in the UK, Klaus will also be opening a new Czech centre in London and will attend a reception with Queen Elizabeth II at Buckingham Palace. He is scheduled to remain in London until Monday, supporting the efforts of several Czech Olympians. Prime Minister Petr Nečas and Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg are not expected to attend the tournament in London. Municipal authorities in the Prague 7 district are considering taking DNA samples of dog poop not cleaned up by irresponsible owners in an effort to identify the offenders. Though the district is collecting 1.7 million crowns annually in fines from dog owners, it is spending 8 million crowns on cleaning up the mess. Frustrated officials have had enough and say that since all efforts have failed to engender a sense of public responsibility in dog owners, that they are seriously considering resorting to the extraordinary measure of asking owners to voluntarily submit samples at a cost of 600 crowns, which would then create a central database against which offending samples could be checked. Last year, Prague 7 authorities undertook a high-publicity advertising campaign targeted at dog owners. Feedback is currently being solicited from locals on the DNA plan via a newly launched website. And a quick look at the weather. Warm weather conditions are expected across most of the country, with clear skies and temperatures just below 30 degrees Celsius. Overnight showers are expected in central and southern Moravia, which will remain cloudy throughout Wednesday. I'm Dominic Yoon, and that's the news for now.